Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, May 20th. Remember earlier in the week when I sort of offhanded said, well, I'm feeling better. Things are kind of calmer. And fortunately, that aired on a day after the markets completely rolled over. So this is just a terrible time to be an investor. It's very difficult to take the big moves up and down. And I know there's been a ton of selling. I know that you feel like you want a respite. There seemed to be some sort of bottom forming, at least temporarily, didn't really hold. And so what happened was we had this massive, massive sell-off on Wednesday. And then yesterday, I was on the CBS Morning Show and kind of talked about the causes of that and what to do. So what we're going to do is we're going to air that interview. And on the other side of it, I'm going to talk some more about coping mechanisms that you may want to use to get through this period. Yesterday, I was on with Nate Burleson. Guy's great. I just really adore him. This is my segment from CBS Mornings.
There was a huge sell-off after major retailers announced a drop in their profits. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here to help us out like she always does. Jill, good morning. It seemed like stocks were starting to stabilize. Why such a big sell-off?
We had two big companies, Target and Walmart, reporting their quarterly earnings. And both companies said something very similar. They are paying more for a lot of their costs. They're not passing that all on to consumers. And at the same time, their favorite customers are coming into the stores, but they're not buying as much. And when you think about Target and Walmart, they're kind of bellwethers for us, for consumers. And so now the fear is among investors, high prices, people not spending as much, corporate profits going down, maybe there's a recession, and oh boy, did we see that selling escalate yesterday.
Okay, we'll talk about investors in a second, but speaking of recession, is this a sign that a recession is coming?
Sometimes we look at the stock market, it's called a forward-looking indicator, but, you know, stocks can sell off and actually not mean that there's a recession coming. Okay. I think we're on the cusp right now. Remember, recessions are a normal part of the business cycle, so we will have a recession.
It's a scary word for people to hear.
It is, and you know what? It's scary because when you have a recession, you can have job losses and wages might stop going up. And there could be a period here where things slow down and wages are not rising enough to actually afford all the stuff that's getting more and more expensive.
And I see you're wearing red, which is the color of love, danger, anger, and adventure. So for investors, which one of those feelings should they latch on to?
You know that little voice in your head that says, don't just sit there, do something.
Yeah.
I want you to reverse it. I want you to say, don't do something. Okay. Just sit there.
Don't panic.
Stick to your game plan. If you need money within 12 months, you've got to get out. But if you don't need any money within 12 months, stay the course. You're investing for decades in the future. I know it's hard to do. Deep cleansing breath.
Just relax. Don't panic.
Try.
Well, okay, so you get it, right? You know this. You know that when you're looking at the long term, it's a lot easier to kind of get through these periods. I've been really wondering a lot about people who are pretty freaked out about recessions. recessions really are normal parts of the economic cycle. We've had 13 since World War II. Sometimes we get a recession, which is just a shrinking of the economy or contraction, and it's short. And if you think about it, like the COVID recession was really short, but it was deep. But we came out of it really quickly. But then we also can have recessions that last a long time, like the Great Recession. It took a long time to recover. Now, recessions, because they're normal, I don't want you to just blow it off. It's still tough to take it. It really is. And frankly, a recession is not good for the labor market. It's not good for wages. It's not good for just overall human suffering, which can really be pretty intense during a recession. The problem is we really just can't escape it. They are just matters of course of the economic cycle. So I go on the air, and during the day, I was so happy because I could get a lot of work done. It looked like the markets were coming back. And as it turns out, of course, stocks closed lower yesterday. I just want to point out that we're closing in on a bear market for the S&P 500. The bear market level is 3837. And we closed at 3,900 yesterday. So we're probably going to go into a bear market. Again, another part of something that is normal as an investor. We've had 14 bear markets, plus I think three that were pretty close. So let's call it 17 if you give the ones that were in fractions of a 20% down. So let's say 17 since 1945. They last a while, usually, these bear markets. We have to be able to absorb them. And I cannot make it better for you except to say that these times are the times that make you a long-term investor. And I never get freaked out when the markets are rolling over because I've been through a lot of them. I wish that I could make it better for you. But if you're feeling anxious, if you're worried about what's going on in your portfolio, if you're worried whether or not your entire retirement plan is going to be upended because of this, well, we'd love to hear from you. Go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us form will come up, and then all of a sudden you'll fill it out and we'll be able to walk you through what you should do next. I just do get a really kind of worried when people are so focused on their portfolio and maybe not focused on the things they can do. The things that you can do are remind yourself why you're investing. You're on the long-term road here. You're looking at decades in the future. And also to think that there may be opportunities when things go kaflooey. I'm not talking about market timing opportunities. I'm talking about opportunities that you might see in the economy. I'm talking about opportunities if you are a small business that you may be able to grab onto something really smart for your business. So I'm talking about the opportunities of you looking at your life and saying, how can I make my money work for me? And also be willing to make the leap. I know that it's hard to do. I know that it's tough to look at your statements right now. Maybe don't look at them. And maybe if you just want to be calm, cool, and collected about this, but yet you're not, that could be a signal that something's wrong on a deeper level, that we've moved too much into the risky aspects of the market, and you never should have been there in the first place. Regardless, I think it's going to be a really tough time. That's why we are here. This show became a daily program amidst the chaos of COVID. We were always there for you, and we continue to be here for you. So again, JillOnMoney.com. That is the website. Just click the Contact Us button, fill out the form, come on the air, and we'll do everything else. Now listen, we got a lot of stuff coming over the course of the next few days in your feed. So I just want to prepare you for that. We've got a fantastic interview with the CEO of Boxed, and then we have a do not miss back-to-back interview with Kathy Jones, the belle of the bond ball. She is a fixed income expert. We are diving deep into your bond positions this weekend with Kathy Jones from Schwab. So pay attention, gang. Got a lot of stuff for you. Okay, it's Friday. You know I like to do my business on Fridays. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13. Please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.